Greetings again, fellow travelers with Jesus. It's time for episode 23 of our Mark in May experience. It's May 23rd, and it's time to get our stuff together, put our sandals on, and get ready to experience another day with this one named Jesus. All right, as we're getting ready, we think of yesterday. As things are starting to turn ominous and perhaps dark, not what we expected, Jesus has just been arrested. It was clear who his betrayer was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the whole night ended with that weird, surreal scene of a man who was following them, taking Jesus away, and as they caught him, he left a linen cloth and ran off naked. And that's how our day ended. So now we're ready to begin another day, see what this leads to. We're still in chapter 14. We'll finish chapter 14 today. And that'll be our day. We're at verse 53. Verse 53 of chapter 14 of the Gospel of John. The monks are in full voice and the candles burning. Now, today's tea, it's worth mentioning. It's some new tea from the Holy Family Health Center. And it's made by Wisdom of the Ancients. And it's our organic yerba mate royale, an herbal blend with stevia. And it's, what did you say? It's an acquired taste. Yeah, it's not your flowery, fruity, taste. It's got something going on there. Let's see, we're not sure what that is. Not even know what color that is. Kind of like the ashes that used to be in my dad's pipe after he smoked some cherry blend. Okay, I don't know what that means, but let's begin. Looks like he's ready to go. They've got Jesus, and we're ready to find out what happens now. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'" But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." The guards also took him over and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again, he denied it. Then, after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about." At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and he wept. It's hard to imagine that things have taken this dark turn. Things are happening that we don't understand, that don't seem to be leading to the outcome we were expecting. And we have this heavy feeling in our gut that bad things are happening. But let's soak it all in. Let's not run from it or deny it, ignore it. Let's claim it and own it and become part of the story. Let's clear our minds and hearts, and let's let these words that we hear for the second time become engraved on our hearts and give us meaning as God wills. Chapter 14, verse 53. Once more. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death. But they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'" But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." The guards also took him over and beat him. verse 66. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she stared at him and said, "You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. Then, after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about." At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. And thus concludes today's rather brief but very heavy day experiencing the Gospel of Mark. We have completed chapter 14. And tomorrow we'll move on to chapter 15 and confront Pontius Pilate. But until then, Jesus has left us some words in a way only he could do. Let's hear his words before we retire for the evening. Approach each new day with desire to find me. Before you get out of bed, I have already been working to prepare the path that you will get through this day. There are hidden treasures strategically placed along the way. Some of the treasures are trials designed to shake you free from earth shackles. Others are blessings that reveal my presence. Sunshine, flowers, birds, friendships, answered prayer. I have not abandoned this sin-racked world. I am still richly present in it. Search for deep treasure as you go through this day. You will find me all along the way. And our day comes to an end. A reminder for everyone that tomorrow at 10 a.m. we'll have our Sunday Sabbath service on Facebook Live, and then later on Sunday we'll email that out to everybody on the email list. Another worship service from Vine Street Christian Church. And of course, we'll also have our Mark in May, episode 24. But until then, give your heart to God and rest in His loving hands. Seek Jesus today in all that's around you.